Good morning, Don Wade and Roma, the most positive, optimistic radio show in the universe. All this shall pass. But in the meantime, we got to get through the muck. And this latest story, which broke here on WLS well over an hour ago, before the networks, Freddie Mac executive found dead at home. This is the honcho at Freddie Mac, found dead this morning. They think it's suicide. About 5 o'clock in the morning, his wife alerts the police. Now, we told you to go for some guidance as to what might have led this man, this 41-year-old man, who has been with Freddie Mac for 16 years, to commit suicide. What could possibly have led him? Now, we don't know that this is what caused it, but there may be indications with the problems that have developed. Now, there was a hearing back in 2004. We're going to talk to Congressman Don Manzullo in just a second.
But By the way, ABC is reporting that he was hanged.
Okay. Let's go back to the hearing in 2004. This is from a tape that we've got on our WLS website on the Don and Roma blog. And listen to Congressman Don Manzullo back in 2004. They're investigating all the cooking of the books back then.
Mr. Raines, $1.1 million bonus on a $526,000 salary. Jamie Gorelick, $779,000 bonus on a salary of $567,000. I mean, this is what you state on page 11 is nothing less than staggering. The 1998 earnings per share number turned out to be $3.23 and 9 mils, a result that Fannie Mae met the EPS maximum payout goal right down to the penny. Fannie Mae understood the rules and simply chose not to follow them. That if Fannie Mae had followed the practices, there wouldn't have been a bonus that year.
Now, that's Don Manzullo. Before we go to Don Manzullo on the phone, we got him here. 10 seconds of Congressman Barney Frank, who says, whoa, what are you talking about? There's no problem here.
But I have seen nothing in here that suggests that the safety and soundness of an issue, and I think it serves us badly to raise safety and soundness as a kind of a general shibboleth when it does not seem to me to be an issue.
Now, let's talk with Congressman Don Manzullo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you suspect,
alarmed?
And I know that nobody knows the reports yet, but do you suspect that there might be a connection between the suicide of David Kellerman and the house of cards that fell apart at Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae?
I'm not sure. Obviously, our hearts are just crushed over the death of this 41-year-old man who apparently hung himself. The only thing I can tell you is that a lot of these folks who are working in government agencies are under tremendous pressure. And I think it's speculative to think that that Kellerman, who has never really been pointed to as a person who carried on any impropriety at Freddie Mac or was under any investigation or had anything to do with any problems there, there was no suspicion whatsoever. It may be totally unrelated.
Yeah, it may be. And here's the thing that I was speculating earlier about. I just put the couple of pieces together, and I thought, well, there's one way to look at it. And it may not be that it was anything that was his fault, but he may, in a strange way, feel that he's been left holding the bag because a lot of people did a lot of bad stuff there that have led us into a bad situation with hundreds of billions of dollars, and he might just think, well, there's no way out of this. I didn't do anything wrong, but I'm going to be the one wearing the coat.
He had been a financial analyst and auditor and worked with their securities sales and trading units, and then went through several positions with the company.
Well, you'll have to recall that several years ago, both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the organizations themselves that take mortgages and securitize them, put them on the market, had actually warned members of Congress that there was an impending or looming problem on taking so much of the subprime debt. And so, I mean, there are some good guys in there that saw this thing coming. He may have been one of them.
Yes.
We just don't know. But, you know, the government is sending so many mixed messages. I was with a very prominent hedge fund principal yesterday, and the government is asking the hedge funds to get involved in buying up $700 billion worth of bad assets. But at the same time, the government wants to run these companies who have had no problems, who have never been involved in subprime. They've been treating their clients very decently. And so the government wants the private good companies to bail out the $700 billion debt of other bad companies, but the government wants to run the good companies. It doesn't make sense.
Well, there's a, you know, this problem is one of uncertainty as far as investment, and the average American looks at this, and they have this uncertainty. They don't know what are they going to nationalize next. For instance, here is a news story that's out this morning. Hugo Chavez, inspired by his meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama at the Americas Summit, Chavez declared on Sunday that Venezuelan socialism has begun to reach the United States under the Obama administration. Well, the taking over of the banks, that's about as close to socialism as you can get,
that
isn't it?
That began under Bush, though.
It did begin under Bush, however, on April 2nd of this year when President Obama and Timothy Geithner attended the G20. They signed a document and if you go to G20 under communique, the document says that everybody wants to work together under a one-world regulator that will determine, quote, the corporate social responsibility, end of quote, of all the companies that may pose a systemic risk, and also to control executive salaries all the way down from the executives to the tellers. This is some pretty frightening things that are happening. These are some pretty frightening things that are happening with regard to not only our financial institutions, but any company that could impose a systemic risk. Could be an insurance company, could be a company that deals with ferrous or non-ferrous metals that are absolutely essential to the manufacturing industry. I mean, we have to wake up that creeping, it's not creeping, it's galloping government control has been all over the city just in the past two or three months, right. even more than under Mr. Bush.
Yeah, Congressman Bill Cameron in our newsroom has a question.
Hey, Congressman, since we're talking about what created the mess in part in the auto industry, we should ask you, since you're the congressman who covers the Belvedere Chrysler plant, what your hopes and fears are for that plant.
Well, I think our hopes are that the plant will stay open, which it will, because the three finest cars made by Chrysler, the three best-selling cars, not only nationally but internationally, because over 40% of the cars made there are exported, are made in Belvedere. But what I think is absolutely astounding is that the Chrysler, which is owned by a private equity firm, came to Washington and said, look, we desperately need $750 million to keep our credit lines going for people buying automobiles. And then somebody in Treasury said, well, you know, we think that in those cases, at least where TARP is involved and you're on the ropes, that you should be paying such high executive compensation. And now it's just determined to be a reasonable standard. Chrysler said, and went off and borrowed the $750 million from the private sector at higher rates. I mean, that means they probably didn't need the bailout money in the first place.
Yeah, I see.
Very interesting.
Well, this is a complicated mess, and I'm afraid, and I know it's only speculation, but unfortunately, this Freddie Mac executive found dead at his home of an apparent suicide. It would not surprise me. I'm not saying that it is, but it wouldn't surprise me if there's a connection.
Well, it's extraordinarily sad.
It's
out there. I think there were the brothers in a town in Pennsylvania that had a auto dealership that went under, committed suicide.
There was a senator that said these bankers should commit suicide. Remember that?
Well, yeah, but that's not, I mean, that that's just inappropriate.
I know.
To wish that upon anybody.
Yeah.
No, they were saying they should be like the Japanese or something like that. And now it's
Senator,
a sorrow.
That was Senator Grassley from Iowa.
Yeah,
He's sort of a colorful character. But the flip side of this is, you know, we don't want government intervention. But at the same time, when a company like AIG is owned 80% by the U.S. government, and those guys are declaring $3 and $4 million bonuses, I mean, obviously Congress should step in because those bonuses are being paid by the people's money.
Yeah, well, it would be like the bonuses that Franklin Raines and other people within those agencies made, and then they left. They gave some of it back, but boy, they walked away with a lot of money.
Well, that's what that hearing was about. That was the hearing that you played prior to hooking me on the telephone. Those guys were walking off with all kinds of money. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were starting to have problems at that time. And even though the inquiry was at Fannie Mae, because that's where Franklin Raines was, they cooked the books, so that they would end up making all kinds of money. And now both those organizations are in default, and the Secretary of Treasury took them over lock, stock, and barrel several months ago.
Yes, and you were trying to warn them in 2004 and meeting a brick wall, and in fact they called it a some kind of a lynching of Franklin Raines, that hearing. Somebody made that crack within that hearing, I recall.
Well, that crack was made, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, I'm in trouble all the time because I get upset with big government, whether it's Republicans or Democrats. So when the opportunity comes up to try to show to the American people exactly the nature of what big government is doing to us, that's where I get involved in. And sometimes too vocally.
Well, it's seizing industries and stifling dissent is at the top of the list of
the reason we called you, Congressman, is we figure in this particular issue, you certainly are wearing the white hat and are one of the good guys, and we appreciate your input this morning.
Thank you for joining.
Well, we are, but of course we're in tremendous sorrow over the loss of this 41-year-old man and his family. It's just extraordinarily sad.
Yes.
All right. Thanks
Absolutely.
For joining us, Congressman.
Thank you.
All right, coming up, we've got... Oh,
that
my God.
Done.